Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on the show, another big week coming up for University of Miami women's basketball. They're riding a 5-game winning streak. Joining us now, Hurricanes head coach Katie Meyer. Coach, congratulations. 5 in a row, the most recent one, a very nice victory at home this past Sunday. A heck of a game against Wake Forest. Hard fought, 55-43 victory.
Yeah, thanks. No, we're really excited, but you know, some teams in the conference, they just require you to slug it out. And Wake is definitely that team this year. And we knew it going in. And the players, we were fortunate enough to get a 20-point lead. Two conference games in a row, you know, at Georgia Tech being up 20 and at home against Wake being up 20. Last year, Georgia Tech led the nation in defense. And this year, Wake Forest is pretty darn close to doing it. They're number 2 in the nation against defending the 3-pointer. And they did a fantastic job against us. And those wins aren't maybe as pleasing to the fans, but they're huge. They're huge because Wake's going to beat a lot of teams. They really know how to stall you out.
And they had the leading score in the league from a year ago, and yeah, you completely canceled her game out.
Not versus the Canes, Joe. We don't let that happen. If you're the leading scorer on the other team, you better have a bad night when you play us.
Well, she did. 1-for-7.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we did. We spent a lot of time on her. And in fact, it took, you know, a couple players off of Wake's bench that honestly didn't make our scouting report that opened up their offense. That's a credit to my staff and a credit to my team. There was a Morales kid, literally. I don't think she played much. And but they when you pop up and we haven't prepared for you, that just shows you how detailed we are in our preparation, because there were two players off the bench that played well for them that we had not paid a lot of attention to. So credit to them and their staff for the work they put in. But, I mean, their three best players did not have a big night against us.
You had Destiny Harden has come back from an injury. And the other day, 13.6 assists. And one of those assists was a hell of a play, kind of a wraparound, I don't know, pass that she saved on the baseline. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, Des is she's such a special young lady. I had to write a recommendation for her today for a postgraduate scholarship that she's applying for. And I couldn't stop writing. I mean, that's just how amazing she is. She's very loyal, extremely authentic. And the players like her, they just love to play. They ask questions. They're not afraid to be embarrassed. I mean, my favorite players are always the players that aren't afraid to be embarrassed, and that seems like no big deal, but you'd be surprised in film room or in practice when you say, "You guys don't know what I mean," and everyone goes, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. You know, the kid that goes, "Nope, I have no idea what you're talking about," that's the one who's learning. And so, you know, you don't want to be the smartest person in the room. It's not the know-it-all. It's the learn-it-all, and Destiny is one of those that just learns and says, you know, "Coach, wait a minute, wait." Like, she stopped practice today. "Coach, no, the scheme doesn't make sense. Tell me what you meant. I don't understand." And her team is so happy she asked those questions. But they would never do it, right? Destiny's right. That person. She's just whatever we need to do, whatever I need to know, please tell me because I want to win. And her ego's checked at the door, and it's all about winning for Miami. So really special Hurricane, you know, old school type.
You've won 5 in a row in the league. That's hard to do. Any season, that's hard to do.
Right.
What does it say about your team right now? Where's their level of confidence?
You know, wow. I think that we were maybe even more confident after we lost Notre Dame than we were after beating Wake, you know, and I think that's a good place to be. We played really, really well in our last loss. Might have propelled us to this streak, but, you know, every time we're on, who you play, where you play him, when you play him, that's the league. And we have had some great home wins, and we've had some very, very difficult road games. Winning at Pitt is not easy. Winning at Georgia Tech is not going to be easy for a lot of people. So we've picked those two up. And so this next game, you know, this will really tell us where we're at.
Now, you never know, right, what gets the momentum in your corner.
You don't. You do know your locker room, though. Like, I think throughout the years, I've had a pretty good feel of my locker room. And I knew we weren't as focused. We weren't going to play as well against Wake as we had played in the last 4 games. I threw them out of film for the first time in my career. I've thrown teams out of practice. I've never thrown anybody out of film. I threw the entire team out of film and said, okay, you go figure it out. I could tell I didn't have their attention. And I knew it would be a very detailed game. I knew it wouldn't be easy. I knew, you know, I said, don't look at me now, you know, in the third quarter when you're suddenly 2-for-17. Coach, what are they doing to me? I'm telling you right now, you're not listening to me, right? So I definitely caught that and knew it was coming. And in the game, they kind of looked at me like, yeah, well, okay, go. You know, next time you throw a fit, we're probably going to listen to you. And so today I had their attention. We know that we got a big task ahead of us, and we know we're going into maybe the most difficult place to play, but also awful fun in our conference, either at NC State or at Louisville. Those are 2 of the toughest ones. And I guess this game's been sold out for 3 weeks, and it's a rematch of the conference final, tournament final, and just a lot of storylines, you know, and we're ready. We're ready to go.
Explain to our audience why, besides the fact they've got really good talent, why NC State, why that's such a tough place to play?
Well, they don't play in the same arena as the men. They play on their right. own campus in Reynolds. It's an old school, you know, in the same lines as Cameron indoor. Like the crowd is right on the court. It's loud. My players who, you know, I said, if you don't want to listen to me today, that's fine. You won't be able to hear me on Thursday. So whatever, experience the same thought. Like, you're not listening to me today. You can't hear me on Thursday. One and the same. So figure it out. So there's definitely a little, I'm handing the baton over to my guards and saying, you guys have to figure this out because they will not be able to hear me. It's very loud. The acoustics are amazing. It's a great court. It's a great shooter's gym. Tons of energy in that place. But, I they're going to have to solve their own problems. And, I think we should be veteran enough to be able to do that.
Reynolds Coliseum, the home of some of the great, all-time great North Carolina State men's teams. David Thompson, Tom Burleson, those guys are 1-74. They converted that place, as you mentioned, and now it is a tough joint to go into. It's a pit of vipers.
Yep, and in a personal note, it's now called K-Yow Court.
Right.
And K-Yow is somebody who meant the world to me and coached at NC State and had 3 bouts of breast cancer till she finally, you know, couldn't fight it, but beat it twice. And, just a great lady. I played for her in the Jones Cup that represented our country. And I played against her when I played at Duke. And then I coached against her here at Miami. And just an incredible woman. And so there's a lot of meaning in the game. I've been on that board of the KL Cancer Fund for 10 years, and I've just rolled off. But there's a lot. There's a lot of emotion. You know, if you're an ACC, you know, blue blood like I am, you know, Reynolds is a special place. And I appealed to my team today. I said, you know, it's very rare you go in there with a better record than NC State. You know, we now become a significant win for them. I mean, that's what they're thinking. And that's a big change. In the last 3 or 4 years, they've been kind of winning the conference. And for us to be ahead of them in the standings and go into their house. I just hope our players know what we're walking into. And then I said, raise your hand if you've ever played at Reynolds. And literally, maybe two people on my team raised their hand. Like, because like a Kenza or an MJ might have been injured. They didn't play there. And so it's something that you need to experience. And, you know, I think we'll be pretty hyped up for it.
It is a rematch of the ACC championship game from a year ago.
Yep. Yep. They know it. We know it. I went into the film today, and I usually wear my rings and stuff, and I had nothing on my hands, and I just walked into film, and I just showed them my hands, and they were like, what is this? And I just kept waving my hands in front of them, and they're like, what is this? And I was like, I don't have a ring. And, you know, they prevented that. So, you know, we do have a ring from an ACC regular season championship, but they got the message, you know,
right.
Like,
I got you.
You know, that this game means something for us.
Very clever of you, by the way.
Maybe I just forgot to put them on, Joe, but I played it. I played it right.
Before we go, I'm looking at your schedule and I'm not looking at the teams. What I'm looking at is Thursday, Sunday. And I want to ask you, does that make your life any easier considering the roadmap of games you had the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years because of COVID? The schedule was all over the place. And now this must feel like you're at the Mecca or something because
really interesting that you brought that up, because I just today was digging through our game against NC State in January at home last year. And I said, where's our prep? You know, because I go way back. You know, I mean, I am like an elephant when it comes to, I can literally close my eyes and remember the game, the shot they hit on the baseline and the ref called a foul and I didn't agree with it to beat us at home, right? I can call that up in my brain. But I dig through the files to find out the prep, like what did we choose to do on ball screens? What was our offensive game plan? Like, did we want to reject the ball screens? Did we want to use the ball screen? You know, and I'm looking for the prep, and Coach Fitz comes in and he's like, Coach, we had like a day. We got a last-minute game. I was like, what? Like, I almost forgot that was our life, you know? And so, to be on a Thursday-Sunday schedule and to have the two-day prep that we enjoy and to have, like we talked about, shooting groups and getting our free throws up and our film sessions. And I'm a very, in my opinion, if you're a head coach in a basketball program, there are a guaranteed 30 days of the year that you have a game. And those games are less than 2 hours. Maybe you have 35 games. But so 70 hours of your whole life, you need to be great. And for me to be great in those 70 hours, I need a routine. I do exactly the same thing. I say the same thing when we're on an away contest, when we're at home. My prep's the same. My pregame meal's at the same time. My speeches, my what time they come in at 35, we talk at 45. Like, I have this whole routine, and to be so disrupted in the last couple of years has been hard for me. And I think this year, just being on that clock, understanding it, the staff meeting, that, you know, boom, 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 it's really, really important, because I'm gonna be great on game day. I promise you that. I promise my team that. I promise my staff that. And it's been nice to have the routine again.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Well, congrats on the five straight, and good luck in that game, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, thanks. Let's go, Canes.
All right, University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer joining us on the show. Thanks to Jim Larinaga. Thanks to Katie Meyer. Thanks to our producer, Danny Garcia. We will talk to you on Saturday from Cameron Indoor Stadium, Miami and Duke, with a 12 p.m. tip-off. Thanks for joining us. Have a very pleasant, good evening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.